This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Man, this ain't Mama Glow. This is Rick Black.
What's up?
In the building, in the studio with our CEO, Miss Ursula. What's going on? Say what's up, everybody.
Oh, well, you know, Mama Glow is stuck and lost somewhere in the New Jersey, maybe Pennsylvania area. I don't know.
Just
but
somewhere up there.
We're going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, man. Look, this is what happens when you let Rick Black control the show. Y'all don't know. We about to have some real fun tonight.
I'm excited.
We're going to have some good conversations. Right. So, look. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all listen up, man. We got a couple things we want to talk about just to kind of put it in your ear so that you can listen.
Right.
Get your mind, because I want y'all to call in again. The number is 404-355-8699. Tonight, we are talking about twerking.
What?
Twerking.
Twerking.
Twerking, okay. Twerking, twerking. Twerking, and my kids told me. Not kids, it's like my own. I ain't got no children. Let's put that.
But you
out
got
there.
Two. You got like stewardship 60. Over.
I
them.
Got like 60 kids.
Yes.
They my I'm the youth pastor out there. But
amen.
They told me there's this new dance out too.
Okay,
it's called yiking.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah,
but I'm old, so it probably would. It's not relevant anyway.
I had to look it up, man.
I mean,
it's very similar to twerking, I guess. But they say that you're supposed to shake it like a red nosed pit bull.
What?
Okay. These kids.
Well, first I'm stuck at where you even looked it up at, and then red nose pit bull.
YouTube has everything.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube
yes.
has everything.
Okay.
So,
research.
Know, I just went there. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
for
researched.
The day. Yes.
But yeah, they really made me feel old because I had no idea what yiking was. I didn't like the name, first of all.
Okay.
Yike.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
an automatic rebuke, right?
Yeah, man, I was already out of it. But, you know, like I said, so we're gonna talk about twerking. We're going
right.
to talk about yiking. We're going to have this conversation, make it real raw tonight on
mm-hmm.
iCulture Radio, because that's what the culture's
You're
about.
You're bringing controversy.
Absolutely. This is what happens when you let Rick Black control the show. So y'all get ready.
Okay.
But first, we got a little music. Y'all tune in.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is, man. It's your homeboy DJ Somatic, Sematic. Right now, rocking with my homegirl Ursula. You are listening to iCulture Radio, baby. Radio that is impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring the culture. Let's get it.
Should I just sit back or come harder?
What you heard, I got a siempre firmes conmigo. Todo está sintiendo la presencia de tu espíritu. Baila, baila, él celebra vida. Pues DJ sabe usar tu ahora la partida. No hay frío ni mono, aquí hay gente. Cántame a gente, no si por ti contón.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Erica Cumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
And we are back to iCulture Radio.
Yes.
Letting y'all know, if y'all just tuning in, Rick Black is in control tonight.
Yes.
Rick Black is in control tonight.
Oh, and he is just loving it.
Oh, I am relishing the moment right now. You should know this. I am in control. And I am bringing this up, man. We're talking about twerking tonight. Before we get to the conversation, I got to let y'all know, man, we heard Harder by Majors off the chain, by the way. Mm-hmm. We also heard Calling You by Jai featuring Lecrae. Yeah. And then Fogo Kai, mm-hmm. which I'm told means what does it mean, Ursula?
Fire down.
Fire down.
Right.
Praise God for fire coming down. By Apocalypse 16.
Right.
Revelation
That's a little
16.
Reggae tone for
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, man. You know, you could yike to that last song.
Yike,
man. You can yike to that last song. Again,
wow.
I barely know what yike means right now.
So you're just using it?
I am going to use it. I just like the word. Like, it's going to be my new slang word.
My.
Just, you know, everybody's going to say bet. And I'm like, yike, you know. You know, oh, we going to meet there? Yike. Yike. That's what's up.
Yeah, sounds like a noun.
It does, man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I like the word. I just didn't like it as a name of a dance.
Right.
Anywho.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about this twerking thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a conversation, man, and, you know, we were talking. I was talking to some people, and they were telling me that they don't feel that there is an issue with twerking.
Young people, right?
Yeah, they were young.
Mm-hmm.
They were young.
Okay.
You know. And that's cool. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I ain't too old myself.
Right, right.
I might have twerked a little in my day.
Okay.
Not me myself, but you know, receive some twerk.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
You know,
ain't no sense to
I am,
yeah.
you know.
Be transparent.
Got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I understood the conversation, but, you know, I think I had a little input myself.
Okay.
But what I was listening to was as they were telling me, like, you know, I asked them their reasons. I want to know why. Like, why would you feel that twerking was okay? Because, I mean, anybody that knows what twerking is probably doesn't associate it with the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, but I heard all sorts of arguments. I heard, you know, it's just dancing.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. I heard that what some people think the issue is, you know, it's showing it's like sex.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, no, it's not. It's mm-hmm. dancing.
Okay.
I got my clothes on. That ain't sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? It's not that big of a deal, is what I heard. And I kind of, you know, just kind of wanted to get some feedback. You know, as we have listeners out there, don't forget, you can call us 404-355-8699 and kind of give us your input.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we keep the conversation moving, I was intrigued.
Okay.
Intrigued by
intrigued.
This conversation. Intrigued. Intrigued.
It sounds intriguing.
It's working.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? As a Christian, is it okay? I think that's the big question. That's the big question.
Because,
okay. you know, is it acceptable among Black people? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
is it acceptable as a Christian? Ernst, what do you think?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us to, you know, and it's one thing that I try to adhere to, not only in my, I'm going to say, visible life, but also the life you don't see behind closed doors, which is we should avoid the appearance of evil or the appearance of anything that would not represent Christ or represent God in a good light.
Right.
Because you don't want to have that representation then transferred over to Christ. Because if another person is viewing anything that I'm doing, anything that I'm saying, unbeknownst to me, if they just watching me and I have no clue that they're watching me and I do anything that misrepresents what people know me to be as a believer, then, you know, those are the types of things I should avoid. And so if twerking is going to put Christ in a negative light, then I have a tendency to try to avoid it.
Well, and that's interesting because, you know, as I play both sides of this tonight,
mm-hmm.
kind of given, you know, the opinions I've heard as well as my own here and there, it's the argument could be, well, I mean, does the Bible say not to twerk?
Oh, no. Well, not directly, of course. No, it doesn't.
Does the Bible have anything against dancing?
Oh, well, now. I mean,
actually, the Bible tells me to dance.
Yes. David danced
right out of his clothes, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Out of his clothes. Now, see, twerking. Yeah. Twerking, you keep your clothes on for the most part. So, actually, David took it a step further.
Mm, indeed.
So, the question is, I mean, even as a Christian, is there really anything in the Bible that tells me that twerking is something that I should not do? I understand you say you want to represent yourself, you know, as a Christian.
Right.
And that is important. But where do I get this idea that it's against Christ?
Hmm. You know, I think it may have something to do with your own personal conviction. You know what I'm saying? If someone is twerking and they feel totally free and, you know, it's their freedom in Christ that is giving them the ability and the energy to twerk, you know, who's to say? I think at the end of the day, it really boils down to the fact of when I stand before God, will I be able to hear him say, well done, whether it's with the twerking or not, you know?
I mean, what if I was good at twerking, though? Man, would he say, well done?
He might. I don't know.
When you dropped it to the flow and to the splits.
Right.
When you did that. That was me.
Another way to look at it, though, would be, would you twerk before God?
Ooh.
Yeah. Would you twerk before Christ and the Holy Spirit? If that was your only audience, would twerking be okay for you? Would you feel convicted, or would you feel freedom to go ahead and twerk it up or yike it up?
Yike. Erz D kind of stumped somebody a little bit. Erz D kind of stumped us a little bit. You know, my youthfulness is going to bring an answer back to you in a minute.
Come on with it.
My youthfulness is going to bring an answer back to you in a minute. I'm kind of thinking on it. Before we get to my answer, though, I want to remind y'all, man, look, you can find us on Twitter at iCultureRadio, Facebook.com/iCultureRadio, where you're voting for your 1 minute or end it.
Right.
Interact with us, man. We talk back. I don't know about y'all, man. I be retweeting stuff all the time. I stay on my phone, on my social media. And even if you're not going to follow them, man, follow me. I'm just playing. But follow me. You know, I'm at Real Rick Black, RealRicBlack. You can follow me as well, because I'll definitely shout you out. Right. But, you know, do that, because these topics and things like that, man, they're going to come up in the week, and you can prepare yourself, prepare your argument. You know, as you want to prepare for the whole week to talk about twerking, you could have done so and brought that to us tonight.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I'm actually posting a comment right now on our Facebook page inviting you guys to, you know, give us your comments.
Yeah, man.
About live twerking and yiking.
Live tweeting. Yes. Yike. Yike. All right. But look, like I said, I'm going to have my youthful answer for you when I get back about twerking before Jesus.
There we go.
This one's going to be hard.
Okay.
I'm going to think on it long and hard.
All right.
Okay. But before we do that, man, we got to pay some bills. So, y'all, we'll be right back, man. iCulture Radio.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah, have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
All right, we are back to iCulture Radio. Got the bills paid. Lights are still on. Praise God.
Praise is holy.
So, man, we back. We having a good conversation here on iCulture Radio. We talking about twerking and yiking.
Wow.
Yike. And for my listeners out there, just so that everybody is very clear, I want to make no assumptions that you know what twerking and yiking is.
Okay.
They are both dances.
Okay.
Twerking is a little more popular and well-known, been around for a little longer. Yike is a fairly new dance, but in my assumption from what I've seen, it's just a variation of twerking.
Okay.
But what all it is a, I guess, suggestive dance in which a young lady, we'll just call her a young lady, dances usually with her bottom or backside pressed upon the pelvis of a young man.
Oh, my.
And shakes that bottom in rhythm.
I think I need a fan.
Music.
It's
yeah, you know.
Okay.
We can't say this in the church.
No.
I'm trying to say it as politically correct as possible. But yes, takes that bottom and shakes it upon the
Now, what's this dance made popular by strippers?
You know, strippers are very talented and good at it.
They're
like professional twerkers.
I see.
They get paid to twerk.
All right.
Because sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily need a young man. You could just shake
just,
it.
Okay, in the air.
Right, in the air or on a pole or however you may do. So just to, so it's clear, so you understand what this conversation is about. Like, we getting real tonight. Talk about twerking. This is what y'all young folk are doing. If y'all got grandkids, kids, I'm telling you, more than likely. And I don't want to say your kids. I don't know your kids.
Right.
But there are a lot of them out there doing so. So that is what twerking is. Now, Ursula kind of stumped me a little bit. I needed some time. I needed the commercials to think about my comeback. I needed the time. I was trying to defend twerking. I was trying to say that
he was playing the advocate.
Yes, playing the advocate and saying that, you know, it's just a dance. And she asked me, "Would I twerk before Jesus?"
Okay.
Not me personally,
but
you know, I don't.
Would
twerk
it be
myself,
acceptable?
But would
him?
That be acceptable before Jesus? I was stumped. However, I've come back.
In the commercial break, he had time to think about it.
I had time to think and mull over it. I prayed about it. I didn't pray about it.
keep it real. We keep it real right here at iCulture Radio.
I didn't pray about it. But I come back with this.
Okay.
What if, as a young lady, I believe, because wholeheartedly in my heart, I believe that twerking is nothing but another dance.
Okay, right.
I believe that I can use this form of dance to worship in the way that a young man or woman who may take rap and apply that to the gospel would use it. Because some would argue that hip hop is not necessarily Christ-like. Some might argue
there have
that.
Been
not as
made
much as more anymore, but before people would consider hip hop the devil's music. So what if I believe that my twerking is nothing but a dance. That happens to be what I'm good at. I can't crump.
Right.
I can't break dance. I can't do ballet.
But
I can twerk for days.
Right.
I want to use that to worship God with. Is that wrong for me?
You know, again, I think it comes back to a personal conviction. If an individual, without, you know, prejudice of anything, is dancing in any type of way that they feel is their expression of worship, then who am I to condemn them? However, I do believe that within each and every one of us, we have an innate ability to have a reverence for God.
Mm-hmm.
Without anybody ever having to teach us anything. And so if a person, you know, the Bible, or I don't know if it's in the Bible, or we just say it at church, it says, come as you are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes coming as we are means coming, you know, uneducated. Yep, straight from a club, uneducated mm-hmm. about the ways of a church or the ways of a believer, and you just do what you do in the natural because that's all you know how to do. And in that case, I think it's pure. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So you can't be judgmental, as a lot of us tend to do in church. But, you know, prejudice is born out of ignorance. So if I saw somebody twerking in worship, you know, would my ignorance of their position in the spirit caused me to be prejudiced against them? And so that's a question I think all of us need to consider. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. 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 Mm-hmm. Now, we have a caller.
Yes. Mr. Roland. Okay. Mr.
Roland. I don't know, Roland, if you were prepared for this conversation.
Probably not. Have you been listening, Mr. Roland?
Yes, I have. All right. Yeah, the word says that you should be instant in and out of season.
Okay.
Okay. So in terms of, you know, what you're referring to, especially when you refer to the dance, a lot of people in the church have a tendency to go off on a tangent that is not God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's as simple as that. Otherwise, the word of God would not say in Psalms 149:3, let us praise his name in the dance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dance would not be in the list of it's a time and a season as it reads in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Right.
It's obvious that some things have been perverted along the way. But let's get down to the, as they say, the basics. In order for someone to do the dance properly, they first must be sanctified in their vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've gotten sanctified, then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then, of course, what should take place, and notice I said should take place,
mm-hmm.
is that one should be able to praise his name in the dance according to what the Word of God says. And do it in such a manner that it's not offensive to other people. But let's face it, I mean, you started off talking about the music. The music in most cases will dictate how a person will dance in the first place.
Right.
Being a DJ, but technically, as the Word of God speaks of those who are engaged in music, to be a psalmist means that you have to be able to first bring people into the presence of so that they can worship him in spirit and in truth.
My Lord,
right,
my Lord.
Right.
And now, just so I think our audience really understands where you're coming from and your position to be able to have a valued opinion on this topic, you are a minister within your own church in the kingdom, correct?
That is correct.
Right, right, right. Well, we're going to definitely talk to Mr. Roland Syria a little bit more here tonight. I think, are we on schedule for our break?
Let's listen to some more music.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some more music. And on the other side, we're going to talk to Roland S. out of New Jersey.
Do not twerk at home.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Want more record sales, gotta show more of yourself. Nowadays, sex sells. 1 Timothy 2:9, dress myself in modest style, Pirelli. You can keep my album on show. I ain't trying to be a star, my God made the solar system. Brad coming for the fall, boasting Christ in his crucifixion. Cause I don't want my head to go larger than Bob the Builder. Walk after the spirit, won't fulfill the flesh when you're tempted. I'm sold out like a cheetah girl concert. Staying in this fold like the fleets on a tennis skirt. God is my just rewards. Never seeking his kingdom first. Never trade his presence for treasure. What is the total? So what?
raw and cut. Bringing the clarity better than HD. I walk with the strut, yeah, through the valley of death. Yeah, they hate me. They mad at the fact that the father took his precious time to create me. And now to the time to come up with rhymes, and I'm just amazing. Who ran with the banger? I run with the posse of blood by believers. And we are not gonna stop until the return of the Lord our Jesus. And if you do not like it, then I suggest you run and leave us. Sit like it, don't take it, leave us. Nobody can beat us with more than the pure. I'm more than the conqueror. Kareem is the one that's stomping you, jumping you. Call, she got me heated, call me the thermometer. I'm down with the king, you know what I mean. No longer with old routines. It was all a dream. I used to be breaking the rocks for them dope.
Start the show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you will show up. It's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 Lord, you know I'm down for whatever. I just want y'all to know, yes, I'm a Christian. And for real, that's my word, I'll be on a mission. And whatever you say, you know that I'm down for life. You decide when you're ready for, I choose my side with the best, Lord. I do know, I just can't give it up, bread for, oh no. If you put me on the front line, you know I'm down. Yeah, yeah. Start the show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you'll show up.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
July 13th at Six Flags Over Georgia.
I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Be a part of the biggest gospel music festival around, JoyFest, featuring Kirk Franklin. And 2013 Stella Award Artist of the Year, Marvin Sapp. Plus Isaac Carree, MC Bonehampton, and Leandria Johnson. Premier Festivals presents JoyFest 2013 at Six Flags Over Georgia. And if you're a gospel artist, you can compete to win a spot as an opening act at this year's JoyFest. Save $3 on adult admission now through June 14th with early bird tickets available at thejoyfest.org or by phone at 800-965-9324. Free park admission with the purchase of your JoyFest ticket. Enjoy a full day of rides, including Sky Screamer, new for 2013. Then, feel the joy. July 13th at Six Flags Over Georgia. JoyFest 2013 with Kirk Franklin, Marvin Sapp, and more. Get tickets and more info at joyfest.org. Presented by Premier Festivals.
Right. Rick Black is in charge. Rick Black
is
in charge
tonight.
He is
too happy about that,
yes.
Right?
Man, I got to make a quick just statement, though, man. I noticed that the night we decided to talk about twerking, the radio station wants to make it clear that the opinions stated on the show are our opinions,
right,
and not theirs.
Not theirs. That is clear.
On the night that we decided to talk about twerking. Of course. But, you know,
the
that's
the night
cool.
we decide to make it controversial. But I like to think that we're always trying to really, you know, kind of broaden the perspective of church people, period.
Right.
Because we're in a different
it.
Day.
I respect it. But, right. Ernst, man, tell them who the songs we just listened to.
Yeah. That was the first one we heard was So What by Suzy Rock. And then we got Wired Up by the Ziglag Boys. And then I'm Down by Jordan Armstrong featuring Canton Jones, D1, and Jai.
Man, I love that I'm Down, man.
Yeah.
I like that album altogether. Stronger, man. My boy Jordan, man, that's off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But look, so we got our guests with us. Roland, man, you still with us?
And right after I got rid of it, I sold it, rolled back to the house with the guy to get my plates off and everything. And it started.
Roland? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome. All right, Roland, man, give us, before we continue our conversation, because we still going to talk, I want you to let our listeners know, man, a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, man.
Yeah, you got a phenomenal platform, right?
Yeah, well, actually, in the process, I have to kind of give my testimony, too. My name, of course, is Roland K. Syria. I am also known as Maestrolin. Is really my DJ tag name. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am an ex-club DJ. I am one of the original back-in-the-day DJs out of the New York tri-state area.
Okay.
Started at almost, 28 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Or is that even further? I can't even remember. I know
it was a while ago.
It was 1975 when I started.
Okay.
I guess everybody has that moment when, you receive Christ as a youth, and then you grow up, and somewhere along the line, you get off the path, or, you don't have the proper direction to stay on the path, among other things, but God allowed me to become a DJ, and then I realized after I got saved that God had a purpose for that.
Right.
In the process of saving me or having me recommit my life to the Lord at age 28, I had a messenger prophet give me a word, and the Lord made it very clear if I was going to do music, I had to do it his way or do it not at all. So
my God.
That's awesome.
Having a commitment to do it right, the way God had intended it to be done.
That's mm-hmm. awesome, because that really kind of picks us right up back where we are in our conversation.
Right.
Of course.
Like, that's awesome. So we were talking tonight a little bit about twerking and yiking these dances, right? These suggestive dances that young people are doing a lot of times at parties and whatnot. And we kind of heard a couple different opinions. We heard it's just a dance from some sides, but also that as we represent Christ, as we try to represent Christ and do our best, that there are ways in which to do so, and in that dancing in its purest state, as Roland shared with us, in its mm-hmm. purest state, dancing is of God,
right?
But it has to be in its purest state. And mm-hmm. So I think about the dancing, and I think about that particular dance, and twerking in particular, I think it's also important to recognize that it's one thing to say, it does it represent Christ or not, but another part of it is, does it represent you as a person,
mm-hmm.
and who you are? And you think of these young ladies, they may be, intelligent and smart and funny, and but what kind of messages are they sending with that dance, and what kind of messages are being received?
Yeah.
And as a young man myself, I know mm-hmm. that if I see a young lady shaking her butt, I am not thinking in my head, that's a smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I can understand that.
Right.
Too.
And that's just, that's where the message is coming. And as Christians, I think it's very important for us to recognize the messages that we're sending.
Mm-hmm.
And even beyond just dancing. Right. Even beyond just dancing. And so, I think about in those same atmospheres and the clothes that people wear
mm-hmm.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
and the things that we say. And so if we could kind of talk about that a little more too,
right.
For instance, I have a very controversial view about
mm-hmm.
cussing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think it's controversial.
Well, maybe it's not controversial, but I got a controversial view about cussing.
Mm-hmm.
And Roland, you can kind of give me your opinion about this too. But, the Bible tells me not to use foul language. And I think we agree with that. And
mm-hmm.
but I believe that foul language goes beyond the words we know as cussing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe me telling you you're ugly, you're going to be anyone mm-hmm. when you grow up. That's
right.
All foul.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that if that's the case, then it's not the words in particular that
right.
we're using, but it's the message behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, on the other side of that coin, I can't say that these particular words are what God told me not to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the message behind them.
Right.
But going back to our argument,
mm-hmm.
what does that say? What does that show? As a Christian, to the average onlooker or to mm-hmm. the person of the world, when they see us, what do you see? Roland, kind of give me an opinion. How do you feel about that? If I'm a Christian and I'm out cussing up a storm, what is that? What kind of message does that
Well, it's amazing you use it in that term, because that's usually how most people would say it, and unfortunately, they don't understand that there are two types of conversation that we are usually talking about when we refer to that. One of them has to do with your battery's dead on that one.
Is it?
Yeah, but I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay.
Yeah. The first word we know is actually curse, C-U-R-S-E, because as Deuteronomy says, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of God, if you don't obey, then a curse comes upon you. As far as what we are usually thinking about when we say that, we're actually talking about profanity in most cases.
Right.
Because as you began to allude, that if you say to somebody that, perfect example, a lot of mothers will tell their children, you're going to be just like your daddy.
Right, right.
And you already know, because of the attitude that it was said, that it was not something positive.
Right.
And let's face it, well, who else do you expect the child to be just like?
I mean,
hello?
You got two options, really.
It is his seed, so, yeah, I would expect you to be just like your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you knew the context that it was being used, what it should be being used, if you're saying that, is if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you should be talking about your Heavenly Father, so, of course, you wouldn't use it in a derogatory way.
Right, which I think goes right back to, you know, your point that you were making.
Yeah. Right, and so that's good. We're gonna come back to this conversation, but again, I mean,
I do want our listeners to know, Roland, what, tell us about your platform, what you do in music, in about a minute or so, because we're gonna go to break. But tell us about
Imagine what happens to a DJ when he gets saved. Mm-hmm. All right, God first saved me, then He filled me up with His Word, then He sanctified me and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. I, in the process of being a coming out of the world as a DJ, I was still a mobile DJ. I had been introduced to a mega church at the time, and it just so happened that some of the people that I was associating with, of course, they were getting married. Eventually, they found out that I was a DJ, and one thing led to another. My first experiences were with another Christian DJ that was at the church. I had the equipment, but I also knew the business in terms of how to get service with the product. So I basically took all of the techniques and all of the training from the world and began using it in the church.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in the process of petitioning a lot of the labels, the first question they would ask you is, are you on air?
Right.
If you weren't on a radio station, they didn't service you.
So you're on radio in the New York, New Jersey area, correct? What are your call letters there?
Right now I'm doing internet radio at WNJR, WNJRNork.net.
Say that again?
WNJR.net.
Awesome. Oh, cool. Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, it's awesome. We gotta go to break, pay some bills real quick. Again, you know, we gotta keep
always
the air
gotta do
on
that.
Too.
Right.
Lights is one thing, but it's hot out here right now. So we're gonna pay some bills. We'll be right back. Talk to Roland and more. All right.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. 482-6849 or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individuals, single-parent households, and urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
A few local powerhouse not-for-profits, Every Child Accounted For, Georgia Extreme Youth Football League, have joined forces with East Mountain Studios to support Rocking Out Education.
Rocking Out Education is providing unique educational avenues to musically talented youth in East and South Metro Atlanta.
Rocking Out Education is in need of the community's support with our Help for Hunger fundraising.
Help for Hunger provides high-quality frozen food boxes that feed the whole family at low, low prices. So go online now to onesourcefoods.net. Click the fundraiser tab and look for Rocking Out Education to contribute to this great cause. EBT SNAP accepted. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/rockingouteducation.
All right, we are back to iCulture Radio, the Rick Black Show tonight.
I like that. The Rick Black Show. Where is Rick Black?
He's on iCulture Radio. That's where he is. Every week. Yeah. At 6:30.
Okay.
Every week. But look, man, we had you all come out and vote again for us on iCultureRadio.com and iCulture Radio on Facebook, at iCulture on Twitter. We put up our 1 minute or end it again this week. We were back at it. 1 minute or end it. For those that don't know, it's a quick segment. We have y'all vote on songs. Y'all tell us if we need to play it or not.
That's right.
Because some stuff is out there don't need to be played. Mm-mm. That's the reality. And we want to know what it is. So we ask for your opinions. We got a couple songs that you all get to hear tonight. So get ready. You voted. We listened. Your 1 minute or ended session.
In the hood, in the streets, in our life, on our beats, the kingdom is at hand, so Christ is what you'll see. We reflect in Christ, we reflect in Christ, we reflect and we reflect and we reflect in Christ. What our lives look like if you can't see us light, we made in his image, so we gon' shine bright. We reflect in Christ, we reflect in Christ, we reflect and we reflect and we reflect in Christ. I'm a Christ reflector, look something like a mirror. His words my vision, so I see clear. If I look back, I ain't fit, call it fear. So I stay high in the gears. I reflect in the water and see his face, cause on the cross he took my place. Take a picture, my image is this, an heir to the throne in his likeness. I am never gonna or wanna comply to the ways of this world and the thoughts that sin is so high. Because I know it's only self in a way that leads to death. Need to put myself on that cross and crucify my flesh. And let boys know.
To drop the ball, calling out these so-called gospel rappers who claim that they have been called, trying to make that money, yeah, that paper man, they focus on material, spiritual, thinking that it's based upon things that are trivial, matters of no importance, defeating the purpose of ministry, and the ignorance is flooding out this industry. Why waste your time rapping about it if you ain't about it? To take the Lord's name in vain, I just can't allow it. You black and white, hot and cold, won't wait today and then tomorrow you own. Living two ways like we ain't doing nothing wrong. Talking about it's only 2% alcohol. Ha, they funny, sweeter than honey. Switching left to right and brighter than the Easter Bunny. Since when is it correct to feel the same sex and get up in the booth talking about bless? Shh, be quiet. Quieting in the stirring and your soul is getting dying. Yeah, God knows your heart, but you can know yourself. No need to getting mad, this is for your commonwealth.
Thank you.
bomb. You ain't that scary, cause Carl got me in his palm like a blackberry. So get your weight up before you ate up. That's why I prayed up, and late night I stayed up. And every day straight up, I lift his name up. I got my hands all up in the sky like a layup. Wait up and understand that he got a plan. He says that you can, he's the great I am. And he's the son of God, just the son of man. I drop songs like a CD falling out my hands.
What's up, this is Canton Jones and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yo!
All right, we are back to the iCulture Radio Show.
Yeah.
Rick Black Edition. We are here, man. We just had our 1 minute or ended campaign, and golly, man.
Ooh.
It was kind of hot tonight. I ain't gonna lie, man. Reflections by True Music featuring Cambino and Yaves, right in line with what we talking about tonight,
right.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
Be Quiet by Kyra Denae.
She killed it.
Golly. She made me want to be quiet,
okay.
Man. I don't know how, though. So we're going to keep it moving. But then we also have More by Sicily featuring KJ52. Man, another hot one, y'all.
Yes.
Good votes this week, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got us some
y'all
good
on
ones.
It.
So, yeah, awesome, man. Again, go out and vote for next week's 1 minute or ended. You
right.
can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/iCultureRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Twitter, @iCultureRadio. Or you can just go to the website, man, right. iCultureRadio.com. You can find us anywhere.
And feel free, you guys, to send us suggestions to iCultureRadio@gmail.com. So that we can, you know, even consider some of the people you think are hot.
Absolutely. Or if you yourself, you got
right.
music, man. You're
there
an
you
artist
go.
And you're trying to get some feedback. You want to know, you know, how people feel about your music. You know, and you ain't scared to get rejected possibly. You know, don't be scared. It's okay.
Scared.
It's all right, man. Send us iCultureRadio@gmail.com, as
right.
Ursula just explained, man, because
mm-hmm.
we want to hear from you. All right. So we're going to kind of wrap this conversation, man.
Yeah.
We was talking about twerking tonight. We was talking about yiking. Yike?
Yike.
And, you know, we had a good conversation for those that, you know, were listening. And we were talking about just how, again, going back to reflections, as True Music just told us, about how it reflects who we are as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked that twerking, you know, I think we kind of came to a consensus that it
right.
may not represent us as Christians,
nah.
As well as, you know, some other things, as well as the way that we dress and, you know, the things that we say. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I could give you a final word from Rick Black, the Rick Black Show, if I can give you a final word on how, you know, I believe, you know, something of that nature is, you know, as we've heard, you know, at all times we are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love equating accepting Christ to, like, being an NBA draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as soon as you accept Christ, you go up to the stage, you put that hat on, you represent that team from
right.
that moment on.
Right.
Everything you do represents that team, and that is exactly what it is. There's no trades, no cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are a Christian, you are a Christian, and you represent Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that the things that we do
mm-hmm.
are just that. They're representations. And for people that don't recognize Christ,
mm-hmm.
they're looking at us.
That's right. That may be the only Christ they see.
Right. You know,
mm-hmm.
my parents, you tell me all the time, you might be the only Bible
mm-hmm.
someone ever reads.
Yep.
And it's like, as you represent Christ, what is it that you're showing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I showing people, like, and not even so much that you can't fail sometimes,
mm-hmm. right.
that you can't be wrong sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to keep in mind that, you know, we don't want to ever live a lifestyle to where it doesn't seem like we're different.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, if I was in the world
mm-hmm.
and all the Christians I knew was in the club with me every
mm-hmm.
week, they drinking, smoking, cussing with
right.
me every week, then I'm looking at you like, yo, what do you have that I don't have?
Right, right. There's no difference. There's no,
like,
clear difference.
What makes me want Christ?
Because
mm-hmm. you got him and you doing
right.
the same things I'm doing.
Right.
And so we have to remember that, again, like, we represent him. Sanctified means to be set apart.
Right. A standard.
A standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine to be of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
It's fine to be, you know, or in the culture, I'll say.
In the
it's
culture.
It's fine to be in the culture.
Right.
But not of the culture. You know, we say in the world, of the world, but, you know, we hear iCulture Radio. We're
right.
talking about the culture.
Right.
And that is the hip-hop culture that we know. And
right. We want to be relevant and in the culture, but without compromise.
Right.
We want to be recognized as part of what's going on, but we want to, again, set and or raise the standard to where people are thinking about what they are saying, doing, and, you know, how they're acting.
Exactly, exactly. Because if we don't set the standard,
right,
you know, we'll let them set the standard. If they set the standard, you'll miss the mark just about every time. Right. So, like I said, keep that in mind. I mean, in anything that you do, not just twerking, you know. Right. Some of y'all ain't there out there ain't even twerking. Don't even know what it means. Don't know how to spell it, you know. And not just twerking, but in all that we do as we live our lives, remember that we represent Christ. And, you know, it's okay to, you know, if you're paying SAG a little bit, all
right,
whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm always going to be on your side because I SAG. But, you know, if you want to wear your hat backwards and cornrows and do, you know.
Right.
Hey, that's cool.
It is.
But it's still, when I look at you, I should still know there's something
different. Something different.
Something different. Absolutely. So, Roland, man, I'm gonna let you close us out, man. Let us know, man. Any last minute thoughts on that? You actually
set a stage for a second program is what you did. I'll do as brief as I possibly can.
Yeah.
The first thing we need to maybe do is first classify something.
Okay.
We say Christians, but if you know where the word Christians came from, you would not want to associate yourself with being a Christian. It was a way to mock those who followed Christ, and it started at Antioch. What we're supposed to be is saints.
Saints?
And that's the saints. S-A-I-N-T-S.
What about believers? Believers?
Believers, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. But as my apostle would always tell me, stay scriptural, stay scriptural.
Okay.
Because that's where we're safe at.
Right,
right, right.
You know, we give them what the Word of God says, and then it will be the measuring line no matter what they're doing. And that's, I mean, because the Scripture says wear clothing that is modest.
Right.
Well, I know some people may have a different definition of what modest is, but if we just went to, Webster's Dictionary, we could get an idea what modest looks like.
Let's
face it. If you advertise, they will look. And that goes for the brothers as well as the sisters.
Right, right.
I mean, in terms of setting a standard, if you don't have a testimony of where God brought you from, delivered you from, where he's lifted you up from, so that you could have some anointing in your life, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And once that anointing hits a person's life and they've been set aside by God in such a way, because we're all supposed to be ministers of reconciliation. And that goes for a lifestyle as well as what comes out of our mouth.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
That's good, right?
So tell us, Roland, because we want to make sure our listeners are able to support your ministry and the great, great things that you're doing in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey. I know you do your playlist periodically with a publication. Tell us about that, because we got 1 minute left.
Okay, the playlist, in order to receive product from labels as a DJ, I was taught early in the game that you had to create a playlist. Mm-hmm. Your playlist will represent what you're playing, and it will take away, as they say, any doubt that may exist with a person whether or not they should service you.
So the playlist is found where?
The playlist can be found, I sometimes post it on my Facebook or my MySpace page.
Okay.
If you send me an email at lightclub@hotmail.com.
Say that again, audio light club.
That's one word.
Okay.
theaudioliglightclub@hotmail.com. Also,
and you can,
if you can get a copy of Gospel USA magazine,
right?
Cecil Brown has been reprinting my playlist from the broadcast for almost 10 years, I may have missed 6 issues.
All right, Roland, we have got to sign off for tonight, but we appreciate you tuning in with us and giving us your great insight.
Thank you for joining the Rick Black Show tonight.
Yay.
Yo, make sure y'all see us next time. You never know what we're going to talk about on the Rick Black Show. Our Culture Radio, man. We out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.